magic bullets the way to kill evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the fascinating book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, what magic bullets do people hope can defeat evolution?
I found a problem throughout the church. I believe it's one of the reasons many Christians believe in millions of years and don't accept the days of creation as literal days. It's also why many creationists aren't able to effectively argue with evolutionists. Answers in Genesis has published several articles about some popular supposed evidences for creation, which were later to be found wrong. People have approached me at conferences very upset and saying, "If you keep it up, we won't have any great evidence left to fight evolutionists." But I'm afraid they really don't understand the nature of evidence. It's not a matter of their evidence versus ours. All scientists actually have the same evidence. The argument isn't ultimately about evidence. It's about how you interpret the facts, and this depends upon your belief about history. The real difference is the history we choose to interpret the facts. We shouldn't be looking for a magic bullet. Instead, we need to know what the Bible really says about history and then show people how the Bible makes sense of the evidence today and real science supports this.
So can the Bible also make sense of dinosaurs? Were they on Noah's Ark, or had they died out millions of years before? Ken Ham looks at those questions in his fascinating free booklet on dinosaurs. It's available on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.